we can discuss some of the problems. About the problems, discuss. What are the problems?
Now, we shall discuss now?
Yes. We are going to solve all problems. Let us have some preliminary discussion. How we are going to solve.
Biggest problem now is that they've built up a type of society in which their needs are all coming from petrol energy. Mm-hmm. To produce what they need today,
yeah,
is all coming from this petrol energy,
yeah,
which they're importing basically from the Saudi Arabian countries.
Yeah.
Now, recently in the last war in the Middle East, Saudi Arabians raised the price of the oil over double now, I think, as a pressure to the Western countries to do things in their favor. Now they realize that the market for oil is in such great demand that they don't have to lower the price after the war. Mm. But they're going to keep the price, and actually the price is still increasing. So this is causing inflation.
So this problem will be solved as soon as we are localized. Petrol is required for transport. But if you are localized, there is no question of transport. You don't require petrol. Suppose in New Vrindavan we stay, we don't go anywhere. There is need of petrol.
The petrol they also use for heating.
Huh?
For heating and
heating,
electricity.
Heating we can do by wood.
I remember it's in this part called he's saying that all you require is some oxen, and the oxen can carry.
Yeah, the oxen will problem. I solve the problem of transport. The bullock cart. Just like Krishna, when he was transferred from Gokula to Nandagram. So they took all the bullock carts, and within a few hours they transported them, the whole thing. Their luggage, how many members, everything.
How far can a bullock cart travel in one day?
Huh? At least 10 miles.
10 miles?
Very easy, very easy. And maximum he can travel 15 miles, 20 miles. But when we are localized, we don't require to go beyond 10 miles, 5 miles. Because they have created a rubbish civilization, therefore one is required to go 50 miles for earning bread. 100 miles.
Like
hanging.
In Los Angeles.
Huh?
Like in Los Angeles.
Why? Los Angeles, everywhere. In New York, they are coming from 100 miles. From the other side of the island. First ferry steamer, then bus, then so on. 3 hours, 4 hours they spend for transport.
Is this an ideal solution or a practical one?
This is practical.
Because sometimes we say that actually we cannot change the course of the...
No. Our society will be ideal by practical application.
If we stopped all the transportation industry, there'd be huge unemployment. It would be a great...
No, we are not going to stop employment. We live like this. You see, if you like, you live like this.
Example.
Not that we're going to dictate to the world. Not that we're going to force everyone.
No, we are not going to force anyone.
We just show.
Our mode of living is like this. If you like, you can adopt. Just like we chant Hare Krishna. So, we are not forcing anyone, but you also. You must chant. No. We live like this.
So
So it's actually proper, we should start using bullet carts. We should start using bullet carts.
Yes. No, first of all, you start the community project, as we have already started in New Vrindavan. make this perfect.
Okay. What's a meeting of scientists in Sweden, in Stockholm? Let's discuss this problem.
Yeah, what's this problem?
Was a big meeting of scientists in Stockholm, Sweden, and they decide, they talk that if the humanity don't begin to live in a localized way, like you say, in 50 years will be no more a source of production.
That is Askelda. We can produce from anywhere. Food stuff.
What about the question of using petrol for heat? Another import, there's three uses of petrol, well, four. One is the transportation, one is heat, another is electricity, and a fourth is they use it to manufacture so many products. So what if someone asks?
No, you burn products with your product. You have created problem, you burn with your problem. But we live like this. If you like, you can adopt.
What is our solution to heat? Wood?
Heat, yes, wood. Sufficient.
But they're saying they used all the wood for paper, so there's no more wood.
No. Paper you can make from grass, from cotton. So many other fibers. Don't require wood. You grow grass, sufficient quantity, and you make paper. Why should you publish so many rubbish literature? Just like you have the Times of India, the newspaper. This is the difficulty walking on the street. That's why I wanted to go to the park. This is disturbance. So paper, if you don't produce unnecessary paper, there is no scarcity. From grass, you produce grass, huge quantity of grass, you'll get paper. Cotton.
Cotton?
Cotton also. First class paper. In India also, they rejected paper. From rejected paper, you can get another paper also. But they throw it away in your country.
Yeah.
Collect this rejected paper and again put it into paper. And why should you publish our rubbish literature? Simply publish Bhagavat and Bhagavad Gita, that's all. What is the use of this newspaper? Nonsense newspaper. Huge, huge quantity. So everything will be nice, provided you become ideal. Live in community. Produce your own food. Even you can produce your own paper. You don't require printing of so many books. If there is one book, others can imitate or copy. There is no need of printing. Normally they used to do that. Here is it.
Would you like to go to the park? Do you want us to bring the car?
No, whatever you want.
I didn't understand about one book.
Suppose we have prepared some small quantity of paper. So you can, if you want that book, you just copy another book.
By hand?
Yes. There is no need of printing books.
Some people would be engaged in copying books.
No, you engage yourself. If you want that book, you copy yourself. Why someone should be engaged for you? We have got enough time. We are not going to the factory or 100 miles for your earning livelihood. You are in the local space, you have got enough time. You just take a copy, that's all. Minimize your unnecessary waste of time. Save time, chant Hare Krishna, go back to home. This is our idea. Instead of chanting 25 rounds, you chant 100 rounds. That is utilization of proper time. Instead of begetting cats and dogs, you just beget one child, Krishna consciousness. This is ideal life. What is the use of using sex life unnecessarily? Therefore, only for begetting nice child one should have sex life. This is ideal life. Not that. That you use sex life, contraceptive method. This is all demonism. And they cannot do without it, because they have no other engagement. They do not know how nice Krishna is and how pleasurable it is to reciprocate with Krishna. Therefore, they go to the dog's pleasure, sex life on the street, and there, on the beach. That's all. They have been educated like dogs. That's what they wanted.
There is one United Nations report that very soon venereal disease will reach epidemic proportions all over the world.
Yes, it is already. Some 50 years ago, you know that Dr. Ghosh came.
Yes.
He told me that when he was student, so one professor, Cornell Mega, he described in the classroom, he's Englishman, that in our country, 75% of the students, they are infected with venereal disease. So Dr. Ghosh, as a student, oh, it is horrible. So he replied, why do you say horrible? It is disease. In your country, 90% people are infected with malarial disease. So as a medical practitioner, you should not say that this disease is horrible, that disease is very nice. You cannot say that. That was between them. So this venereal disease, 50 years ago, we heard that 75% of students are infected. Now they are advanced. 10% must be.
There was a report in the New York Times that last year alone in the United States there were over 300,000 abortions. And more than two-thirds were performed on girls under 20 years of age.
Yeah, this is civilization. Poor girls, they are victims. These rascals are enjoying without any responsibility of marriage. And sex impulse is very strong between 13 years up to 30 years. So people take advantage of it. And the poor girls become victims. So many anomalies. This is a doggish, demonish civilization. This is not civilization at all. They are not interested. They do not know what is the aim of life. First mistake is that I am this body. This is doggish. It's just like the dog is barking. He's thinking, I'm a big dog, yeah. Don't come. Similarly, if a man thinks I'm a big American, I'm a big Englishman, what is the difference? The dog is also thinking like that. And Vedic civilization, no. You are neither dog nor human being. Aham Brahmasmi. I am spirit soul. This is Vedic civilization. One is being trained now to understand this philosophy that I do not belong to this any material condition. I am Brahma, part and parcel of Krishna. Where is that concept?
Now they have, the other day in the paper, that India exploded its first nuclear bomb. That India exploded its first atomic bomb.
Yes, and therefore yet it has become very great.
Now it's in the top six.
But there is no food. Never mind. You starve, but get your atom. That's all. This is it. There was a cartoon. Somebody approached some politician and he said, yes, I know there is food problem. So I cannot say what can I do for you. But from next week, you'll have television. This is their program. From next week, you'll have television. As if television will minimize my hunger, appetite. This is the situation. So you ask problem, I answer. So this is your energy, problem of energy, petrol. It will be automatically solved. If we are localized, there is no question of petrol.
You say in the, I think it's in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that by doing so much drilling into the earth, they actually disturb the rotation of the earth.
Yes, you can. We can think like that, just like the plane, the aeroplane is flying. There is sufficient petrol stock, is it not? So the world has got sufficient petrol stock. You do not know how it is being used. Maybe due to this petrol, it is floating. And if you take out the petrol stock, it may drop. Everything is there. There is a purpose. Purnamidam. There is full purpose. Not that whimsically petrol is there within the earth. There is some purpose.
What they do, Srila Prabhupada, is take the petrol out and put salt water, because they know that can be a disbalance. And then they put salt water in the hose.
But water cannot produce gas. Petrol produces gas. Maybe due to that gas it is floating. Because you have got practical experience. When there is gas, it can float anything.
There's another
big problem. That now all the opposing countries have built up excess amounts of atomic weapons, all pointed at each other. So now they're trying to have big planning conference, how to diminish all these weapons.
But as soon if there is no opposite element, there is no need of weapons. I'm not your enemy. There is no fear. We are preaching this philosophy. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. As soon as you become Krishna conscious, you become jubilant. So where is your enemy? Samas Sarveshu Bhuteshu. Then where is your enemy? They formerly a man might have become enemy of another man. But this demonic civilization has created nation to nation, country to country, community to community, all enemies. And on account of this communistic enemy, there are so many innocent people have killed. I've seen in Calcutta during the partition days, so many innocent Hindus and Muslims were killed. This communistic feeling is aroused and they fight like cats and dogs. Oh, here is another dog. Here is another dog. Coming from another neighborhood. So, this is demonic civilization. If you want to go to some country, you have to take visa, permission, this, that, some way. A Vedic civilization. You come to my country, welcome. You are my guest. Hiram Satrum api praptam vishvastam makutuva. Anyone is enemy. When he comes to my house, he's my honorable guest. And here, he has so much afraid that he kills dogs. The dog is dead.
We go somewhere else, there's too many cars here.
Yeah. He's in the flesh of one.
All the major nations of the world have these atomic weapons constitute very great storehouses full. So what should they do with all of these things?
They should throw. I throw upon you, you throw upon me, you go to hell, I go to hell. This is the result. And the world will be cleansed of these all rascals. This is the result.
In the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, you say that even the atomic bomb can be used in Krishna's service.
It will be used by nature. He's thinking that I am proprietor of this atomic bomb, but he does not know that the other's atomic bomb will kill me and my atomic bomb will kill him. That's all. He does not know that. He's thinking I am very proud of possessing. But that will be the cause of his death.
Is such an atomic war? Is such an atomic war foretold in Bhagavad?
Next war means atomic war. All these rascals will be killed. Automatically. I'll kill you, you'll kill me. That's all.
Is that war to occur in the recent future? Or is that a long way off?
very, very recent picture.
This is the picture.
This communist and capitalist mentality will bring the next. The communists will be victorious.
Then after the war, what will be the result?
After the war, they'll come to sense. The communist problem, communist is not a problem, it's a good proposal. But they're missing one point. They're making Lenin the leader. If they make Krishna the leader, then the communist idea will be very fruitful. They're picking up a rascal leader. But if they pick up the nice leader, God the supreme dictator, then everything is all right. They are catching up a dictator, but they do not know that he is rascal number one. But if he catches the supreme lord as dictator, as Krishna says, sarvadharman parityajya, then he'll be happy. Immediately. Eat amongst yourself and produce food grain, produce cotton, mustard seed, self-dependent, no use. And we don't require motor car, bullock car, it's everything. There is no need of going anywhere.
We can make our own cloth?
Yes.
Khadi?
Cotton. From cotton, you can make your own cloth.
My wife knows how to spin cloth.
Yes. By spinning thread, then you make cloth. Without any price, you grow your cotton and have your cloth. So, by machine, they have created so many idle brain, and therefore hippies are coming out. Problem. This is the result of this. Because they have created this machine, not everyone is employed, so he must become a hippie. Idle brain is a devil's workshop.
Even the older generation, even the fathers,
who hasn't got sufficient to work, to be employed, or engaged, then he must become hippie. Bhairavad. What is this? Temple?
This is Mary, the mother
of the Virgin Mary.
Yes. It is just like India. They also make some small temple.
Mahatma Gandhi formulated many such programs for producing khadi for cow protection and so on.
Yeah.
We understand from your teachings.
He did not make any for cow protection.
No. We know from your teachings that he was missing the point.
Missing the point is God. He was a thief. He did not believe in Krishna.
But from the level of application of his programs, is there some value?
Yes, that is a good program to produce your own necessities of life. That is a good idea. But he could not turn the people because they are godless. The godless man cannot have any good qualities. I request him he became God conscious and priest Krishna conscious. He thought it ludicrous. He is such a godless man.
All Indians worship Gandhi.
How then, how he was killed? That is the proof. Otherwise, how he was killed?
Well, every place we go, we see Indians' homes with pictures of Gandhi on their tables.
You have not visited everyone's house. Three, 4 hours you have visited.
You haven't even been to India.
Don't talk all this now.
We can keep horses?
Huh?
We can use horses?
Oh, yes. That is Kshatriya. If one does not obey the social structure, he must be forced. That is the idea of slave. The Shudras who do not work properly, he must be forced. Nobody should remain unemployed. The Shudras are inclined. If he has got something to eat, he will not work. You see? Then again he will work when he is need eating. This is Shudra mentality.
So they have to be kept employed?
Yes, they have to be. They should not possess so that they will work always.
Yeah, but that was exactly the situation that sparked the communist revolution. That was exactly the situation that sparked the communist revolution, when the workers felt themselves exploited. Then they revolted.
No. Workers, what is that? Exploited?
Yeah, when the Shudras were seeing that, oh, these men, they are keeping us as slaves. They're making us work just for our food. Then they revolted.
No. You should keep them such nicely and friendly way. They'll never think like that. They think that you are giving him food and shelter. And you are taking, giving them protection to their family. And then they'll be happy. When you give them all protection, then they will have to. Now, just like in Japan, the industrialists give all men. They give food, they give education, they give shelter, so they work very happily.
They like to work. It's not that people like to be idle.
I've seen the Dhyanapan directors. They live very poorly. Still, they do not like to give up the service because they are assured of their family protection, medicine, food, education. So they don't like. Never mind. It is not very luxurious. Still, they stick. They have seen.
Is there a good benefit, sir?
Good benefit, yes. If you are assured of your food, shelter, and necessities of life, then you will never grudge. That was the system.
Yeah, that's the difference. The communists, they were thinking themselves exploited. Actually, they were fearful because they thinking they would not get enough to eat.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have enough protection.
No, not only that. The communists, everyone has got different propensities that I've seen in Moscow. You cannot get foodstuff to your selection. That is false. If I go to the market, I can purchase to my taste, to my selection. But if I have to purchase from the government store, whatever nonsense thing they will supply, I'll have to accept. Why? I want to eat something today. Why I will be forced to eat something else?
That's not good.
That's not good.
So, in our community, when we grow things,
yeah,
or we have need of someone's services, how are these services distributed equally? Let's say we grow cauliflower, we grow peas, we grow wheat.
Yeah.
Each family, is it that each family must be responsible and take only what he needs?
No.
How is it distributed?
These varieties, suppose you grow half a dozen different types of vegetables. So from this half a dozen, you can make 3 dozen varieties. Huh. If you are a good cooker. So the varieties of enjoyment will be fulfilled. We have got some desire of different varieties that you can make from milk, vegetable, grains, the three things, you can make 300 varieties.
Well, my question is, if the community produces, some class of men produce vegetables and grains, some class produce cows, some class produce clothes, some class produce necessities for building, how are these things distributed equally?
Because we are community, we shall distribute whatever necessity for everyone.
They will come and say, I need this much cloth, I need this much milk.
No, this much cloth. But if you become Krishna conscious, then you will be satisfied with the minimum necessities of life. That is natural. You won't demand.
So actually, such a program can only be successful proportionately with the rise of Krishna consciousness of the people.
Yes, that is the main basic principle. Without being Krishna conscious, if you arrange like this, then you'll never be satisfied.
They won't be satisfied.
No.
And the chachiyas make sure that people are correct. The chachiyas make sure that people are acting correctly, that no one is taking more than what they need.
Naturally he'll do. If you make him Krishna conscious, if he attains the Krishna conscious program, naturally he'll do. Shamin Kitarthosmi, that is the progress of Krishna consciousness. He will be satisfied in any condition of life. That is progress of Krishna consciousness. He doesn't require anything artificial. His main necessity is how to become Krishna conscious. So if his attention is diverted in that way, these things will be not important.
So then we should begin our communities, our rural communities like New Vrindavan.
Yeah.
And then by training up people in the cities, we can send them gradually as they're
there
ready.
There will be no city. So don't want cities.
What about our city temples?
Huh?
What about our
For the time it may go on. But as we make progress, there will be no necessity. City, for the present we have got, because the city is there, we are there. But suppose the city is closed, we shall be there. If the city is closed, you still will be there.
No.
Yeah, but we can predict that the cities will go on for quite some time yet.
Yes, it will go on. But when they see that your ideal community is better than city life, people will take to it. Paramadhisthani vartate. When one gets a better standard of life, naturally they will give us the lower standard of life.
But won't the countryside be spoiled if there's an atomic war?
Huh?
But won't the countryside be spoiled, become contaminated if there's an atomic war?
Yes. the what is called?
Fallout? The atomic
bomb? No.
Radioactivity.
By atomic bomb, what is that? He said in your country, divide the city. I just forget.
The result of the bomb?
Bomb will be utilized where there are big materialistic persons. The bombs are never thrown in the village.
Yeah, the bombs will be thrown in the big cities where the industry is.
Yeah.
The targets will be the cities.
They will be finished first. The bombs are never used for the villages. Downtown.
Downtown. The bombs will be thrown downtown.
Downtown will be first finished. I got experience during the last war. The bombs were being thrown in Calcutta, and almost all the bombs were thrown in downtown.
They know they don't want to bomb the countryside, or else how can they live?
Eh?
If they bomb the countryside, how can they live?
Yes.
The overpopulation is in the city.
Yes.
They think that overpopulation occurs in underdeveloped countries, but actually in every city it's overpopulation. People living on top of each other like rats.
Subway trains?
No, these are
ordinary.
Ordinary trains.
So all your problems solved?
Oh, not yet.
Good problem, I resolved.
So here's a problem. The women today want the same rights as men. How can they be satisfied?
Everything will be satisfied, just like our women, Krishna consciousness. They're working. They don't want equal rights as men. It is due to Krishna consciousness. They are cleansing the temple, they're cooking, they're very nicely, they're satisfied. They never said that I have to go to Japan for preaching, like Prabhupada. They never said. This is artificial. So, Krishna consciousness means one in his constitutional position. The Roman man, when they remain in their constitutional position, there will be no artificial.
They say that our women are unintelligent because they submit so easily. But
this is how it?
No. This is also public transport, other things.
But actually our women are so qualified in so many ways that these girls who simply work in the city can do nothing. They can't cook, they can't clean, they can't sew.
All rubbish. These modern girls, they are rubbish. Simply, therefore, they are simply used for sex satisfaction. Topless, bottomless.
Head brainless.